μέχρι μετάστασης. So, I meet him. I say, you do this and this and this and this and this. Do this for 9 months. Carefully. Systematically. Don't leave any day to sleep. As I say to you. 9 months later, she goes back to the doctor. He sees her rising. Beautiful. She gained weight, she gained power, she gained energy, she gained everything. He looked at her. It's you, he says. You didn't die? She says, you told me that I can't be cured. I can't believe it, he says. I got an X-ray to me. He X-rays, nothing. Where this guy? I don't know, doctor. What have you done? No, you are the doctor who knows everything. You're the doctor who knows everything. You condemn me, you put me to the graveyard. And some man, unknown, he give me the light to come to life again. Don't believe when they say, you are condemned. They don't know. They don't know what they say. Because they don't know the energy and the power that this organ functions. This is energy. And the energy needs energy to be cured. You cannot put in a gas, in a car who takes gas to put water inside. You must go energy again. Everything goes by energy, because man is energy. Light. They don't understand this thing. And they destroy mankind in the tables of operations. Now they start realizing, because they went to the East, where the wisdom is more expanded, and they learn some knowledge there, then they start to practice here. But they can't do what is exactly supposed to do. But still, they got results. Still, they got results. So, you see, they put him in a graveyard. And she came alive. And I told her, meet him, work this way, continue this way, and you are going to attain perfection. Never any disease is going to touch you. Says, now I believe. I didn't know this thing. Now I believe. You see, how is the grace of God works? You must believe. You must know. You must practice. You must want it. And you must be humble. And come to you. So, must know disease is negative. Build your defense system. Making your auras to spun like that. Not like that. And nothing can touch you. Because your aura, this energy, expands up to 10 feet around when you develop it. Can touch anything from 10 feet you. Plus when it comes to your body, it's so thick, nothing can penetrate. Even if you sword you throw, he can't do it, he can't pass through. That is the Christ light in man. I don't think you heard these things in any place before. But this is the truth. Masters, they go in the other side there and they throw sword. The sword didn't go. Fell down. Why? Because this power life stays in front of you. Develop this power yourself and you see it exactly. How is this? Christ life. If you take the Christ life, body, in 50 million pieces, caught, the Christ has the power to join all things again and bring them whole again. That is the power of life of God. Nothing is more powerful than this. Nothing. If this happened to others, must happen to everyone. But the thing is, he must practice it and do it. Everything is to must work. When Jesus said, for those they wanted to drink water, give me water, he says, to the neighbor. I give you once, you come back. I give you twice, you come back. So you become my customer after. No. You got your yard. Dig down. You are lazy? Dig down. Find your own water. And you drink how much you want it. And never you're going to be thirsty. That means you must work. The water is inside here. But you must dig to take it out. Then come by himself. You must dig to take part. So this way, you never be thirsty again. This is the water of life inside there. That's what Jesus said about the water. I give you the water that drink, you never be thirsty again. This is the water of knowledge. That you don't need anybody to teach you, to tell you what is life and what is you. Because you know yourself what you are. You are not blind anymore. You don't let the blindfolded to see, to tell you with the eyes what is this right or wrong. Because he doesn't know where he's going. You know where you're going because you got eyes. That's why Jesus making the blind to see. To give him the power of his own existence. To give him the power to go wherever he wants. To give him the power to see around his knowledge of his surroundings. Don't expect those professors of universities or anything blindfolded to come to tell you what is life after. That's why everyone must attain this wisdom. You don't need nobody, no one, to come to tell you what you have to do. Because the guideline directs you what you have to do. Just ask what I want, what must I do now in this situation, and you do it in a perfect way. Because he gives you the answer. And never gives the wrong. Because speaks the truth. Always speaks the truth. That's why you see all these calamities around. Because they live in false. That's why you see this society rotten from top to bottom. The fish stinks from the head, not from the tail. Did you see any fish stink from the tail? No, the meat hands are up there. That's what happened. From their ideas come all society down. They take your children and they take out Jesus, God's personality from inside the school. Who done this? The Satanist. Why don't let your child get the idea that exists God? They prepare the society a faith, Satanist. And they're going to the youngs. Because you have choice and you know something. This does not help. You plant this way, that way she's gonna grow. Atheist. She won't grow with love. She's gonna grow with hatred. She won't grow with development. She's gonna grow with destruction. That you, when we be in the school, we take care of our tables, of our desk, of our this, that. You see there, they tear down everything. Why? Because the evil spirit is on them and works this way. That's why you see this drug outside. Because of this. When the kid doesn't know where to go, he gets no direction anymore. No hope in life. Doesn't know what is life. And commits suicide. Why? Got no guidance. Teachers, they teach wrong today. It's going to come a time when the kids are going to be guided by wisdom. Not by reading the books, by wisdom. That's my master said. By wisdom. This kind of generation is going to be. This generation is deteriorated. Deteriorated and deteriorated every day. Because the bigger give to the smaller. I see 4-year-old, they give him smoke. The 10-year-old, the 18-year-old, the 20-year-old. They say don't be allowed to get people, kids cigarettes. They get the 22-year-old, he goes there, buys cigarettes. Oh my, all get. Why? They make an addict. How this cigarette volume became more every time, instead to less? Because of this. They're making kids up to 2-year-old to smoke, to learn to smoke. This kid now get inside him smoke, poison. They give him drinks, they give him drugs. What's gonna be this his soul? What's gonna be his mind? What do you expect from this kid to do? We see kids kill the father and the mother. Why? The evil make me to do that. That's exactly. Because the evil is inside them. And this is by the education system. They don't educate today. The teachers, they go in there, they look at the time to go in and go out. And the month to get the pay. What you done? Doesn't matter what I done. No, it's not your purpose this the way. You must teach the right teachings if you want to have right society. If you wanted to live for 1 year, what you gonna plant? Seeds. If you wanted to live for 10 years, what you gonna plant? Fruits. Trees. If you wanted to live forever, for hundreds of years, you know what you're going to do? What? Educate the people. This is the seeds that never diminish. Educate the people in the right way. In wisdom. Not in birth controls and sick and that and that. No. Educate the people. When people get wisdom, they don't need these things. Because they know what is right, what is wrong. But they don't do that. Because the big alive, they don't want this to be done. They want it to have done. If you don't have high mind, you are low mind. And their minds, evil minds, are above the low mind. But if you have high mind, they are low mind. You see? They want you to be down and look at them. Instead, you be up and look at them. You see how they work? In ways you can't expect and you don't know. Sneaky ways. They go like a snakes inside. And making loaves. This lock ties you from there. 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 And then, they put you a big rope here. That's the way you got it. But you must be aware of all these things. And don't let to make you these things. Be free. That's me going every day. Wrong and wrong and more wrong and more wrong and more terrible. You can go out in the street after night. Why? Because there's the fear outside there. Who create these things? Government. To keep you in, to keep you out of money, to have in the bank, to use them. They give you the card for this reason, to have the cash to do what they want with this, and you have the plastic. Don't carry money, it's outside the games. They're going to take you. It was before, how many years? You can go with the money out, you can go any place you want, you can stay anytime you want, nothing can happen. Now, they spend fear. But you must know. When you got God in you, nothing can touch you. Nothing. They go away instead to touch you. They repel it. Say, Father, and they come. But must develop it and know Him first. And talk to Him. So wherever you been, Father, and He's there. Like you press the button. Like you lift up the telephone and call somebody. Or visit somebody and see Him person to person. That is God. Thank you very much, my dears. I love you all.
Thank you.
They have to go. They truly do. And they go with our love. Beyond our ability really to express. So let's let them go. But let's take a break. I want you to wait until they get out of sight before you hit the donuts. You've got to get light. First, you're like the children. Don't be hard on yourself. We're growing. Every day we're growing. And when you understand and the truth is you, you won't have any trouble with the cakes and the donuts. It'll work out, believe me. It's a time of camaraderie while you are growing. And let's enjoy it always. Because that is part of the grace and the gift of God in abundance. And while we speak of abundance, I ask that the proper documents be given to him to study on his way home. He will understand. And then I want the Embarrassed to be in contact with him. One way or the other. Most especially before he goes back to Greece to spend time. Let's truly take a break and tell them goodbye properly as family. Salut.
We're going back on the record now. It's after lunch.
Sure.
sure is.
Isn't it amazing through these days we measure our time by lunch, break, supper? We've got to have another one, too, because we're going to end up with cake all over, and I don't think there's still enough to bury them tomorrow at paper time. So I'm going to take some exception to the discussion on food, and let me cover it first. Yes, indeed, you are capable of existing just as the atmospherians, and basically you need water even at that time, up until you really become a two-world dweller. So don't even consider at this time going off of fluids. You can begin to try, especially with the vortex water, the Hunza type water. It's going to supply you, and by the time we get through, and by next week, I will have given you an entire colloidal vitamin. I am still tinkering with whether or not I should put them in the same thing with the minerals because of the frequency variations and the difference in the use of a vitamin versus a mineral. I'm a little hesitant. I think maybe we should have them separate. For one thing, you only will use a small particulate mass of mineral. You just truly need more of the vitamins. These are the things that come in from the food and so forth. And to be sure you get enough. And by keeping them separate, we can keep the price down. Because vitamins themselves, a general multivitamin, even with mineral compound, and I would continue to use the same mineral proportions that they would put in a good multivitamin, simply because those are in there because they interwork with the vitamin mineral. For instance, sunlight allows vitamin D to be absorbed into the body. Too much potassium in the presence of this vitamin D can give you toxicity. So you need these in the proper ratio is the word. She's finally given it to me. Just as calcium and magnesium must have the proper ratio, they won't be absorbed. You can put one in or the other, but they both must be present, and they both must be present 2 to 1 in the right proportion. And you have to have vitamin D present to lay down calcium or bone. Now, it sounds really good. We'll just take some more calcium, we'll mix it with vitamin D, and what? No, because calcium basically comes from the conversion in the body of silica. So it is such a complicated trail. So there will be some minerals, but we're going to call them multivitamins, so that I know that you've got every vitamin that you need. And I can do that by the end of next week if they can get the labels. And they'll be comparable to your mineral. You will have the complete spectrum. Now, back to the food substances. If what you do is so focused, I am now going to be a vegetarian. I am going to eat, sleep, and breathe vegetarianism. I am not going to allow meat in my house because it may jump over on me.
Your dog's going to starve.
Everything is going to go wrong if I, you know. And I must do this at 8 o'clock in the morning, 12 sharp, and 6 sharp. And if my beans are not cooked to the proper temperature, I cannot eat it, or if they have wilted my vegetable. Won't touch it. It's got to be juiced. People, that is the best way to eat. It is the worst way to live. It won't do you an iota of good. It's going to make you warped and sick. I'd rather have you eating nothing but beefsteak. And most of you men will say, hallelujah. Oh, poor cow, boo-hoo. I don't like to go killing cows, for goodness sakes, but is it going to help the cow they've already killed for you to deprive yourself of protein? Don't be silly. I would rather have you eat nothing but cake than to get so focused on carrot juice that you can't think about God like nothing else.
Besides, you could have carrot cake.
And put pineapple in it and you have fruit.
How about cheese and cheese products and dairy products?
If you can digest them, they are marvelous. And if you will go with the cheese products and eggs, you don't have to have meat ever again in your life. Just don't go crazy. Don't go crazy. And I can get a lot of usable B12 into your vitamin, and I will do that. Because as you begin to eat properly, you're going to enjoy those things, and you're going to just begin to lose your appetite for most of the other. When the body is satisfied, it doesn't crave all of these other things, and especially in great amounts. It truly does work that way. It's that you are under great, great stress. I want to tell you, when I was asked, you know, how do we get these blocks out of the way? I take that as a personal question, although it wasn't for me. These blocks began to be bigger and bigger and bigger. The harder you try to get rid of them. They're just there. They're there. And there aren't any magic ways. There are some quicker ways than trying to deal with them alone. But when they become the focus, you've negated everything else. And when the food or the processing or the treatment becomes the only thing in your life to make you well, you're going to get sick. You know why? Because you are still just as unbalanced. And yet the body may heal. It'll get sick again. I promise you, it will get sick again. You've got to get rid of the reason that you remain sick. And this is never, never, never to put down a program, say, like Dr. Schultz's. On the other hand, if all you can have for supper is garlic buds and cayenne pepper, you're going to die. Do you understand me?
It's going to be hot, too.
Ooh, wow. On both ends. You are human beings.
You're going to die alone.
And you won't catch anything, though. And some of these programs, and Dr. Schultz is one of them, you shock the body. But what are you actually doing? You are confusing the body. It doesn't know what to do either. It's cold, and then it's heat, and then it's cold again. And, I mean, I'm telling you, drastic changes. Well, sometimes that is such a debilitating program for why you feel good, because the toxins are being washed out. And then it becomes what can I call it so that I'm not offending? Because, it is a superb program. Superb program. But if you don't really know what the problem is, you will decide, a little bit like people choose to get Dr. Kevorkian, the quality of life is so poor. I am being deprived of the normal processing of the living experience. And some people don't feel it that way. They will focus on this, and this will become a big thing, and they will just go on and heal because it's taking so much of their time and their attention away from their problem. On the other hand, while you are going through these strenuous, very, very strict regimes, and you don't ever see an end to it, it cannot be a normal, happy, living existence. And also, and although it may not be said, but Dr. Clark does it and Dr. Schultz does it, well, you have to do the whole program. Now, why do you have to do the whole program? Because if you leave one thing out, or if you are not successful and you have left one thing out, it's not their problem. If you had done that, how can you know whether it worked or not, or what didn't work, if you didn't do this one thing? Well, I know human response. And it's like saying, you will never drink coffee again, you will never have alcohol again, and all you need to do is get all of everything that life is about out of your life, and oh, you're going to get well and you're going to live forever. Who the hell wants to? And I know human nature well enough to know you will not do it. I try to bring you things and make them available to you that in spite of what you do in your life, if you balance it out with this, it is not the answer, but it will begin to move you in that direction and you will get the answer. I would rather you keep your eye on the goal, your eye on the prize, your eye on God, your eye on immortality. And I don't care what you eat. Because if you keep your eye on that goal, you're going to balance out everything else along that road as you travel it. And I don't want you hung up on these things. The entire masses can be hung up on anything they want to be. And always the cleansing is the very best thing that you can do for your body to allow God in. But if you get so busy cleansing, you ain't going to let God in. All you can think about is the cleansing. Don't worry about it. Let God in and He'll clean it out. It'll happen. And because you're one way or another way does not mean that you are dirty inside. Maybe you don't need cleaning out. Has that ever occurred to anybody? Everybody's going to fix everybody else's problems. Maybe you don't need fixing. Maybe you're not broken. And very often, the only difference in one person versus the one next who has been diagnosed with something or had surgery is that they know, and you're happy-go-lucky. Hell, you don't know. So if you don't know, it's okay. Well, obviously, if you have a malignancy, you need at some point to look at that. But I do agree. In almost every instance, surgery will spread it rather than stop it. On the other hand, if you're frightened and it is growing, you better get it out because you're not ready to handle it the way it is. And maybe we can handle it this other way. And then maybe it goes away. Maybe you get bored with it. And maybe you don't get bored with it. And maybe you worry too much about what's on this side. You ought to try the other one. It's not so bad. It's a rather wonderful experience. So why do we want to hold on to each other so tightly? Because of the invisibility factor. That's all. I don't quite understand it, and it frightens me. And I know what this is, even if it ain't very good. I know what this is, and I'm not sure of that other. And you see, this is another reason that you have to be kept a little bit in the dark. Because you know it's better, but you aren't sure enough of it yourself, and you know you're not finished with your job, so you get up to the line and you say, yeah, I better not. I don't really, you know. And I'm not talking about committing suicide. I'm just talking about even this whole thing. And every one of you have already been over there, and you've confronted that and decided that, nope, you better do this time. So we're talking to old hands here. But there comes a need also for the ones to be on the other side. And once they have achieved what anyone in here has achieved, they're going to the other side, and it's going to be a hell of a lot better. I'm not talking about Joe Blow down there in the local bar. I'm talking about people here. It's just a heck of a lot better. And when the body gets so troubled, so diseased, that it becomes a focus of every thought you have because it hurts. And in a way, this is Grandma's problem. Some days she hurts so bad that she can't, it drives you mad. It hurts. You've had a toothache, a headache, a migraine, something that just does not go away. It only is bad and worse. Never, never better. And you can't focus away from it. So all of these things have to be taken into consideration when you decide what your journey will be. And then always comes the allowance. Why do you want to hang on so bad? It's because of your insecurity. Your insecurity. Everybody has a right to do what they will do without having to consider what you would rather them do. Although it's very secure to know you'd rather me stay. Well, that's a relief. I guess I will. We need this reassurance, but we don't need to wait until someone is sick to offer this love. That is the healing. The nurturing is the healing, not the carrot juice. Everybody understand that? You might get well with Drea's in spite of yourself. Carrot juice, no. But it sure will enhance your ability to heal. So let's always remember what we're talking about and where our focus is. And this is why you ones are so far out there in front, if you've paid attention at all. Most of you listening to both of these speakers the last few days have heard every word they've said. And some have said, well, gosh, he didn't have anything different to say. Well, truth is it. There's no higher revelation. What do you want? You want the earthquake schedule is what you want. You know it's going to happen, so let's have it.
Only you.
Oh,
not only me.
Brent is going to be the last to know. Ask Shara. Shara knows. Ask her. Shara.
Yeah, she can see
it. Little Sagapo. Yes, sir.
Same spiritual beings like this whole weekend again, I rush back towards the purity image and roll the meat out of the bread, and etc. So much a point of nutrition is a matter of meat, in a sense, undesirable now because we have so many microbes and preservatives, and probably the best way to get parasites into the body is meat.
No. The best way to get parasites into the body anymore is right out of your water supply in your garden.
Garden?
Walking in the garden?
Oh, no.
Growing
eating in your garden. There are certain parasites that are in meat, but there are more and more usable or more easily infiltrated into the body out of plants.
Probably in England.
In Newfoundland.
Commander?
Yes.
A lot of the input, especially from Lou, who's very much an advocate of meatless and raw foods, and he does show vibrant health, and he is an inspiration to me. It's pretty much the opposite of what you have just said about what we should be eating. I mean, as of last night, I was once again considering serious vegetarianism, and now I'm tossed up once again in the air.
He's wavering again.
Yeah.
That's my purpose. That is exactly my purpose. If you want to go that route, it will work. Everybody hear what I'm saying? I'm not going to tell you what to eat and what not to eat. I'm telling you that your body needs some things. And if you want to get it out of tofu, get it out of tofu. I am telling you, your body needs some things until you grow enough that the body can adjust itself. If you can move into vegetarianism and you thrive on it, do it. It is the healthiest that you can manage. But don't think just because you're going to go into vegetarianism that everything is going to be fine, body-wise or otherwise. There will be some great advantages to it, what you have already talked about. It is mostly the hormones that are put into, the hormones and the antibiotics that are put into the growing domestic animal that's used for meat. Not the parasites, surprisingly enough. Parasites are sometimes introduced because they can carry viruses. And this is your mad cow disease. It is a viral bacterial sponge. And it turns the brain into sponge. It is a, I guess you would call it a fungi. It is a sponge. And it replaces brain tissue with sponge tissue. So it is a very reasonable thing to realize that you might get that carrier, that parasite that carries that. But how'd the cow get it? Got it from the damn food that came out of the field. So you have to be reasonable. And if you feel better eating vegetarian-wise, do it. Don't make such a big deal out of it that the food you put in your face is your total issue of life. That isn't a problem for you, Wally. So you can do whichever you want to do. There are a lot of calories in meat. But also meat is heavier, but it also provides protein. There are just some things you have to have a healthy body. And obviously, Lou is